This program, The Genius of Innovation, was recorded on March 8, 2015, before a live audience at New York's 92Y, and features Walter Isaacson, CEO of the Aspen Institute and former chairman of CNN, on the one in a million geniuses whose work has impacted every aspect of our lives today.
Thank you so much, Susan. That was a very gracious and very nice introduction. In fact, it was so praiseworthy, I can't wait to hear what I have to say. It's good to be back here, and it's good to be the sort of final speaker in Genius Week. I'm not a genius, but I've gotten to write about a lot of great geniuses, and what I'm going to do for you over the next hour is sort of distill 15 lessons of great geniuses I've written about that'll save you the trouble of having to read all the books, too, so it's good. And the very first lesson I want to talk about is the ability to connect art to science. When I was first working with Steve Jobs on my book about him, he told me that when he was a kid, he was a humanities kid. He loved poetry and the arts. But he also was an electronics geek, and he thought that was weird until he read something that Edwin Land, the inventor of Polaroid, once said, which is that those who can stand at the intersection of the arts and the sciences, who can stand at the intersection of the humanities and technology, will be at the place where value is created. And if you ever saw Steve Jobs' product launch, you can watch them on YouTube, he always ended with a slide that showed the intersection of the two streets, the liberal arts and the sciences. And he says, that's where we stand. When I was doing my book, The Innovators, I was thinking of beginning with the invention of the computer in the 1930s. But my daughter, who was a computer geek in high school, turned me on to Ada Lovelace. And I realized that Ada Lovelace was the perfect place to start because she was somebody who embodied this notion of connecting the arts and the sciences, of connecting the humanities and the technology. Ada Byron, later Countess of Lovelace, was Lord Byron's daughter. And as Lord Byron's daughter, she inherited a poetical sensibility. But as she was growing up, her mother didn't exactly want her to turn out to be like her father. If you knew anything about Lord Byron, you could see Lady Byron's point. He was a little bit too much of a romantic poet. And so Lady Byron had Ada tutored mainly in mathematics, as if learning math would be an antidote to being romantic or being a poet. As it turned out, Ada instead developed a sensibility that she called poetical science, this ability to connect the arts and the sciences. For example, her father was a Luddite, and I mean that literally. The only speech Lord Byron gave in the House of Lords was defending the followers of Ned Ludd, who were smashing the mechanical looms in the early 1800s that were being built across the Midlands of England. They were smashing the looms on the theory that the technology was putting people out of work. Back then, people, some of them, believed that technology would destroy jobs. They were wrong then, just as they're wrong now. And Ada understood that. Ada loved taking the tour of the Midlands and looking at these mechanical weaving looms that used punch cards to build beautiful patterns. And she realized that the punch cards that instructed the looms how to make these beautiful tapestries and patterns could be used by her friend, Charles Babbage, who was planning to build a calculating machine called the analytical engine that would do numbers, that would do equations. And what Ada Lovelace realized, and she published it in a paper, in a scientific journal, which was somewhat unusual back then for women to be publishing in a scientific journal. In a paper she published, she said that with the punch cards, a numerical calculator could do more than just numbers. It could do anything. It could manipulate and process anything that could be noted in symbols. It could process words, it could process pictures, it could process music. In other words, she envisioned the general purpose computer. And she did so by connecting the